Utah law requires an outside, independent investigation into a police officer's use of deadly force. But as KUER's Emily Means reports, there's no statewide standard for how that information reaches the public.
Utah police officers have shot and killed 64 people since 2015, and more than half were in Salt Lake County, according to the Washington Post. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says he's pushed his office to be more open about investigating the incidents. In July, Gill presented his findings in the death of Bernardo Palacios Carbajal at a press conference that was also broadcast on social media. In an interview with KUER, Gill says he puts his findings out there to arm the public with information.
You don't have to agree with my conclusion, but you can see how I reached that conclusion and what I looked at.
Davis County Attorney Troy Rawlings says he's investigated around 20 officer-involved critical incidents during his 13 years in office. He says all that information is available to the public if they submit an official records request. But Rawlings says a press conference politicizes the incident.
You can't tell the whole story when you do a press conference, so it's kind of a selective presentation anyway that is just kind of justifying what the decision is.
Jason Stevenson with the ACLU of Utah says either way, it's important to make the information available. But he says the most pressing thing is that the general public is aware of police use of force.
We are much more focused on how to prevent these situations from happening in the first place.
As for best practices in police shooting investigations, the Institute for Innovation and Prosecution recommends that investigators consistently update the media and the families involved throughout the investigation. Emily Means, KUER News.